Chapter 25. Faithful Received Blows. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Galatians 3, verse 24. Regrettably, what Adam the first said happened, spoke Faithful as he continued his story. When I went uphill, I was still walking alone. But about halfway up the hill, I saw someone coming after me. He walked as swift as the wind and passed me at the arbor. That is a place where travelers may rest for a moment. Oh, I know that place, Christian cried. I fell asleep there, and then I lost my roll. Let me finish talking, Christian. As soon as that man caught up to me, he knocked me to the ground with one blow. For a moment it seemed as if I was not alive anymore, but happily I came to and remembered everything again. Why did you beat me? I asked. Because I heard that you secretly associated with Adam the first, he said. And right there he gave me a hard blow on my chest so that I fell backward. Again, I lay there as dead, but again I came to. With all the strength which was left in me, I cried, "Have mercy on me." "Not at all," the man said. "I do not know how to show mercy." Again he beat me to the ground. If he would have had a chance, he surely would have killed me. But then suddenly someone came and said, "Leave him alone." Who was that? Christian wanted to know. First, I did not know him, Faithful said, but when he walked past me, I saw holes in his hands and in his side. Then I understood it was our Lord Jesus. Then I could continue again and climbed up the hill. That man that hit you was Moses, Christian stated. He spares nobody. If you have sinned against the law, do not think he will have mercy on you. I know that very well, Faithful said, for it was not the first time I met him. When I was still living peacefully in the city of destruction, he already came into my house. He told me, "If you stay in this house any longer, I will burn it down." So that man was not a stranger to me. Explanation. A person who serves the Lord is sometimes beaten by Moses too. Of course, Moses is not alive anymore, but the law which Moses gave to us is still there. With Moses, the law is meant. That law can speak very clearly, "Thou shalt not kill," thou shalt not, thou... Very precisely, it points to all my sins. Even if I have the least inclination to sin, the law immediately shows me this. But where do those sins come from? Those sins come from our old man. It is that old evil heart. We must lay that old man aside. Often that happens only after much effort and pain. For those sins continue to bother us, especially when you give in a little. And when they are finally gone, then the law comes. Very sternly it says, "You have sinned against God. You deserve to die. Your life is not right, because you do not serve the Lord exactly as you should. You would like to have the Lord's blessing, but you will not get it anymore. You will receive the curse. You must die, and that means that you will be without God eternally." What blows! You cannot bring in anything against it, for the law is right. The law is good, and you deserve punishment. What a miracle if the Lord Jesus is then willing to come into our lives. Then he wants to show that he bore the punishment. He has delivered all his father's children from the curse of the law. If we may know this, the law is silent and cannot beat us anymore. What a miracle if all our sins are punished in that dear surety, the Lord Jesus.